It's not a valid hadfasa. So if you say shadik echatas ka'osham, that's okay. But if you say that shadik ha'truma, ka'chalasam ka'trumasa, that's not okay. So this appellu, all the Rishonim ask. Afrash has truma, is an inyan of hafloa, v'araya, the din is that there's hataras and darim on truma. Hataras darim she'ela is only on inyan of hafloa, v'araya. Mishnahis talk about a mufla samach liyish, being mafresh truma. The haraya, third raya, the Gemara in Shavuos Daf Chavod and they says, "Bama believe tzoch lehotze b'svasav." You need amira by all minyani hafloa, and there are two exceptions to the rule. One is truma, menachshav b'cham trumasrim, truma nitalas menachshav, and the other one is carbon oil called nidiv leboilus aviu. So the Gemara says that it's an exception to the rule. It's neksivam b'kechet. It's an exception to the rule. Should it really been like all minyani hafloa? That are only chal be'amira, and here it's an exception. It's chal be'givus. So you see that hafrosh is truma, is an inyan of hafloa. So why is it not called the davar anoder? It's the same as any other davar anoder. So the Rishonim give four terutzim. So we started with the Rambam. The Rambam has a funny explanation, but he got it from the Gemara, because the Gemara says beferish. Why is that truma is not bo ben edim in the dover. The dover ha-nodur, as opposed to dover ha-osur, dover ha-nodur means you can volunteer it on your own. But then the Gemara is, how can it be? But chatas and rashim is not bo ben edim in the dover. So the Gemara sounds like an answer. That's not, the simple pshat is that we're rejecting that, that it doesn't depend on bo ben edim in the dover. It rather means when you determine which animal should be a chatas or an rashim, you're magdish the animal. So it's chalai, they have flaws. So the Poshup Shat is that they backed out. That they backed out from the original answer that the definition of Dover Anoder is above an Edra and Dover. So the Rambam holds that the Gemara never backed out. That's the definition of Dover Anoder is above an Edra and Dover. Aye, what's the story with Chattas and Hashem? So the Rambam says, because there's one Chattas and there's one Hashem in the world that is above an Edra and Dover. What is that? Chattas of the Nazir and the Hasham Nazir, when the Nazir finishes the Nazir. Nazir is Tahara. When it's over, he has to bring a Chattas. It's not a Chattas Abo Alachet, it's a Chattas that's a Mate. It's Mate him to drink wine and to be Metam LeMeisim and so on. And the Hasham, if he's a Nazir Shenitma, he has to bring Hasham Nazir. So the Rambam understood that when a person says, I already Nazir, the Ned and the Zira says Machayipim and Isa Yain Tumen Tiglachas. You don't need a Masurim Lenozer. And the Ned and the Zira says Machayipim to bring the Chattas at the end. It's not that when you finish the Naziris, the Torah says if you want to have a Heter, you have to bring the Chattas. It's not that the Torah is Machayip the Chattas. The person who is Mekabel, the Ned and the Zira, the person can become a Nozer Bal Korcha. When he was Mekabel, the Ned and the Zira, the Ned and the Zira says Machayip and the Chattas. And the Ned Denaziris and Zechayb and the Oshem Avatanas. Since there's one Chatasim in the world, one Oshem in the world, that's Bob and Edom and Adobe, so that makes it that every Chatas and every Oshem is called Bob and Edom and Adobe, so they're all considered Adobe and Adobe. That's how the Rambam read the Gemara. The Gemara never backed out from the Havana. There's a Sugya in Nazir and Daf Dalit on the base, where the Gemara is, the Mishnah says, a person says, Harini Nazir Shimshon, so he observes the Nazir, it's like Shimshon, irregular, not all the same dinim as a normal Nazir. So the Gemara understands, a person says, Hareni Nazir Oilom, that's an Ed in Nazir, Hareni Nazir Stam, that's an Ed in Nazir. If he says, Hareni Nazir Shimshon, that's a din of Hatfasa. It's not that you can pick whatever kind of Nazir you want, that's a type of Nazir, Hareni Nazir Shimshon, no. Hareni Nazir ki Shimshon is a hatfasa in Shimshon. So the Gemara says it's really an issue because Shimshon was hamalachi diro. Shimshon, neither he nor the father made him into, nobody took him that in the Zeris. Hamalachi diro, so it should really be hatfasa v'dover ha'asr. So why is it good? So it's unclear what the answer is. It's very unclear. So the Rambam paskins, ini dover ha'nodur, Hatfasa v'davrasa is no good, and nonetheless he paskins Nazir Shimshon is chal. It's a good, and it's in the Gemara's Beferish, it's midin hatfasa. So Mustama, the Rambam understood that once you have if there's a type of Naziris that is Bava Nedra Nedava, 95% of the Naziris are Bava Nedra Nedava. So even this Naziris, which is not Bava Nedra Nedava, is also considered a Dava Anoda. Like you said, if there's one Chatas in the world, there's Bava Nedra Nedava, then the Chatas Nazir. There's one Hashem in the world, Hashem Nazir. There's one Hashem, one Chatas in the world. There's Bava Nedra Nedava. So every Chatas is considered a Dava Anoda. So the same is by Naziris. The Gemara starts off in Nazir, Dalar Amin Beg, the Gemara starts off, how can you make a Hatwasa B'Shimshon with Hatwasa B'Dabra Ha'osis? The Gemara never answers, what's the answer? So after the Rambam learns, after the Gemara explained that, as long as there's one Chatas in the world, that's Bob Ben Adam and Dabra, all Chatos are called Dabra Nader. So as long as Ruba the Ruba of Nazirisin are Bob Ben Adam and Dabra, so even Nazirish Shimshon is also called Dabra Nader. Yeah. So I mentioned last time, Rav Soloveitchik had a few halachos that this was so, that when a person says, Hareini Nazir, the Kabbalah on Naziris is mechayev him to bring the Chatas, to bring the Karbonis at the end. How do you know that this is so? So one Raya had was that Rashi Ala Torah, the last Pasuk, and Parshas Naso, the last Pasuk in the Parsha of Nazir, says, these are the Karbonis that the Nazir brings, Bilvad, Asher Tasig Yodah Kefi Nidra Asher Yidor. This is over and above whatever other pledge of Karbonis he took. So what does that mean? So Rashi quotes from the Sifrei, commenting on the Pasuk. If the person says, Hareini Nazir, Amarash Agaleach, on 100 Chatos, or 100 Oilos, so the din requires he has to bring 100. So the Briskerov has a discussion and a Sefer, how come the Rambam didn't quote that Sifrei Halacha L'maaseh? So he says that it's irrelevant. What do you mean? A guy says, I accept upon myself an eder to bring 100 oilos. Why not? What's the chiddush? The chiddush is, I accept upon myself an naziris, and I plan to bring 100 oilos, and they're all oilos b'toras naziris. So that's a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? So there's a machlok zatanaim in the beginning of the Dorm, we had it already. How many karbonas does a nazir have to bring in order to be muta lishtas yayin ula tamis lamesi? So we paskin any one of the three karbonas that he brings is good enough. The shalmi nazir, the oilo, or the chatas, gilach halachas mishlosh na yotze. If he brought one of the three karbonas, he's mukhif to bring the three, the oilo and the chatas and the shlamim, but if he only brought one, it's already mate. One tana holds that everything, all the karbonas are miyake, Reb Shimon. So Rav Elbala says in the Sefer, the Stam Sifrei is Reb Shimon, the Gemara says. Stam Sifrei is Reb Yudah, Stam Sifrei is Reb Shimon. So he says, Reb Shimon, the Shittos, holds that it's a Chiddush, that if the guy says, Hareini Nazir, Amanosh Agalech, Ameya Oilois, that it's Ma'akev, he has to bring all 100 oilos in order to be mutter to drink wine. If the din would have been like Reb Shimon, the Rambam would have to quote the Sifrei. But he says, we don't pass like Reb Shimon. The guy says, I want to bring 100 oilos, gizun tahed, bring. So you're not yotze your neder until you bring all 100. But they say, that all 100 are me'akev? No, even the three that the Chumash says are not me'akev. The only thing that's me'akev, give a halachas b'shlosh ten yotze, brings one. So Rav Soloveitchik didn't say the whole part of Rav Elbala, he just said, you see from the Sifrei, that when a person says, I already nazir, the Kabbalah's neder naziris is mechayev in the carbon. Not that the Torah says at the end of the Zman you have to bring Korbanos. The Neder is Mechayv in the Korban. So if you said at the time in the Neder, I'm accepting upon myself to become a Nozer with 100 oilers, it's the Din is Mechayv you. It's not Stam a Neder on the side. You took a Neder on the side to bring 100 oilers. No, it's Mitam Naziris that you Mechayv. Because the Neder Naziris is always Mechayv in the Korbanos, and now it's Mechayv in 100 Korbanos. It's a little questionable, or I didn't go through the piece again, Rav Elbala's piece, because the Sifrei says, if he says, Amar Shalgach on 100 Chatos, he has to bring 100 Chatos. A Chatos is usually not Bob Ben Adam and Bob. So the Rambam should have quoted that then. That a person says, I already know that when I plan, and I'm an Asar, I'll bring 100 idols. So of course you have to bring 100 idols. He took a Neder on the side. So the Rav Elbala says, no, but according to Reb Shimon, it's a chiddush. That all 100, he has to be makir. All 100 oilers in order to be mutter to take a hekah. In order to be mutter in lishkas yayin. Because all 100 oilers are part of that in the Zeus. He says, since we don't pass like Reb Shimon, give a halachas mishlosh na yatzah, So it's insignificant. The whole din of the sefra, the sefra is insignificant. Why is it insignificant? A person can't take a neder to bring 100 chatos, and over here the sefra says that he can. He's already knows how much al galayach al 100 chatos. The din is that he's chayv to bring 100 chatos. So the Rama should have quoted that din. So the, I don't know. So that was one right from the sefra, not pasuk. The Rashi and Chumash quotes. And Parshas Nasi, you see, the Pashtus is that the Ned of Nazir is Mechayiv in bringing the Karbon. Not Stam, the Torah is Mechayiv you at the end of the Nihug HaNaziris. Then Rav Soloveitchik mentioned another Raya. There's a Gemara in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Zayin on the days. The Gemara works on the Pasuk in Parshas Re'ei. Kilev Asa Marato El Amnuchav El Anachlo. How does it say? Nosasin Kol Hashanachna Osim Po Ishkala Yoshev Be'enikir. We're in the Midbar now, so everybody can bring all the Karbonos they want, but when you come to Eretz Yisrael and there's going to be Osman HaTabamas, you can only bring Yusharis Akriv, you can't bring Chavis. Yusharis means whatever is Bob Ben Edom and Adobo. When there was a Heter Bamas, they can make a Bamas Yachid and they can bring Odas Ushlamim. But you can't be makriv chatos in an osha. That's called yisharis. Yishkala yashabena. Yisharis means nedavus. But chatos, chayvus, we couldn't bring an abamas yachid. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanaim. What about karbonas of a nazir? What about the karbonas of a nazir? Is that called yisharis? Because he took a net of naziris, and then the naziris is machayvim to bring the karbonas. And maybe that's included in yisharis. Maybe I should say no. That he, even if he never heard about this din, he doesn't know what's included. The Torah says, the Torah imposes it upon him. The Torah says that a nazir comes to the end of his man, we consider it as if he had said at the time of the net, he just said, have any nazir. He didn't say, alai lo habi korbonis b'sof hazman. But the Aloha considers it as if he had been the Kabbalah. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, but he considered that Yisharis, like when Dorim and Davis says Mutter to bring it on a Bama Siyachim, well, I should treat it like Chodesh. But the premise is that the Ned and Naziris is Machai. So these were the Haychachas that the Rav Soloveitchik brought to them. So the Rambam got his idea. The Rambam's definition was, Dover, I know there is, but whatever is Bob and Edwin and Dover, can you volunteer it? And Truma Vachal, they can't volunteer. If it's not Tevel, you can't be Mafrish Truma, you can't be Mafrish Chal. So that's why Truma and Chala is a Dabar HaOsu, it's not a Dabar HaNodu. And the Rambam understood that the Gemara never backed out. This Havamina that was mentioned above was not rejected. It remains even a Maskana. But then we said that Tosfos gave a different answer. Tosfos said that why is Truma and Chala not called a Dabar HaNodu? Dabar HaNodu is when you start something Yesh Miyayin. I take a Behemina, I magdish it as a Noila, as a Chatas, as a Shlomim. I created the Kedusha Yesh Miyayin, but by Truma and Chala, it was Tevel from before. So you're not creating Yesh Miyayin. It was also before. And then you declare this is Truma. So there was an Issa from before. It's not that Heter Gomer is converted into Issa. There was an Issa Tevel before. So I thought that this is meant Lishita Sama. There is a machlokes b'sham and b'sula, and we pass like b'sula, that matanu shel hurma k'mishu hurma damya. So what does that mean? So Tosfos in a few places seems to learn kipshuto. The Gemara has an expression in the first parak in Nida, the Abzayim has an expression, when you have tevil, truma psicha bay, the truma is floating around and it's mixed in. So Tosfos seems to have understood kipshuto. Whenever you have tevil, the Truma and Maisarishan and Maisarishan is floating around, and when the farmer is Mafrish, he's not Mafrish, he creates Yesh Mayayin, Truma and Maisarishan and Maisarishan. It was the Truma and Maisarishan and Maisarishan is floating around, he's Kaveh, where is he? Which part is the Truma? But it was there from before, so that's a Dabar HaOsa, that's not a Dabar HaNodu. He doesn't create the Truma, just Kaveh where the Truma is. So Tosfos has this in a few places, Tosfos seems to hold like that. So take, for example, one of the original Mishnah is a Mishnah Masisheni. We spoke about the last week. Mishnah Masisheni has, there's a din of Koltuhu Mechitzis. If you took Masisheni, there's a din of Mechitza Lechol and Mechitza Liklot. The Gemara says mechitza lechol. Yerushalayim has mechitzas around it. So mechitza lechol is a din deraisa. You can only eat the Masi Sheni in Yerushalayim. Then there's a din of mechitza liklot. So the Gemara says the last daf in Sanhedrin. Mechitza liklot is only the rabbon. Mechitza liklot is two din. Number one, once you brought the Masi Sheni into Yerushalayim, it's forbidden to remove it. Number two, even if you did take it out of Yerushalayim, you can no longer be poded. So both the Gemara said, both dinim, mechitza liklot is only the rabbanim. But there is such a din. So the Mishnah Maaseh Sheni gives a case, a fellow is driving a truck, he goes into the Irat Tikkun, he goes out, and he had tevel on the truck. He didn't have Maaseh Sheni on the truck, he had tevel on the truck. So if you hold matana shalihum v'kemishalihum v'dami, so it's considered as if there was Maaseh Sheni sitting on the truck. And mechitza liklot, so that Maaseh Sheni, when he'll be mafrish, the Maaseh Sheni, he won't be able to be paid there, even though when he drove through the truck through Yerushalayim, there was no Maaseh Sheni, there was only Tevel, but the Tevel is Matana Shalom Kemishu, so I treat it as if the Maaseh Sheni is there. Or the other Gemara, so Tosfos learns the Gemara Kipshuto, that the Mechitza Likla was Chal on the Maaseh Sheni. Or the Gemara has another case, a man was a Kohen, and he has a farm, and he has bushels and bushels, and 1,000 bushels of tevel. He wasn't mafresh any truma, so mice's in it. So Kohen doesn't have to give it, the Kohen has to be mafresh truma, but he keeps it. Kohen has to be mafresh mice rishon, but he keeps it. So here, you have a grandfather, he's a Kohen, then he had a daughter who married a non-Kohen, and he has a grandson, Bas Bito, who's not a Kohen. So the grandfather had thousands of bushels of tevel. So if he would have been mafresh the truma already, mafresh the ma'aser rishon, so the kohen is mafresh truma ma'aser rishon, keeps it for himself. But he wasn't mafresh. So the Gemara said, that's okay. Since matanu shalohum or kemi shalohum or damyan, it was considered as if the grandfather, before he died, as if he had already truma. So the kohen keeps the truma, as if he had already ma'aser rishon. So the kohen keeps the ma'aser rishon. So he dies, and his daughter is no longer alive. The grandson is alive. The son-in-law is not a descendant. The son-in-law is not related to him. Even if the son-in-law is alive, why should we bump him off? So the daughter's not alive. So the grandson, Yarshin's the grandfather. The grandson is not a Kohen, not a Levi, but still, since the grandfather had Tevel, Matana Shalom, Kemish, Shalom, Damian, so it's considered as if the Truma was there and the Maaseh Rishon was there. So the grandfather can keep the Truma and the Maaseh Rishon for himself. So the grandson can keep it, because he got a birusha from the grandfather. So this is the way Tosfos understood the Gemara Kipsho. Matana Shalom, as if the Truma is there, as if the Maaseh Rishon is there. The Rambam clearly didn't understand like that, because the Gemara in the second Perek in Ksubas has a Machlokes with the Kiva, Rav Lozer ben Azaria. It says in the Torah you have to give Maaseh Rishon to a Levi. So are you Yotze the Din Deraisa if you give it to a Kohen? So on the one hand, the Gemara quotes B'choftal Mekomis Nikru Ka'adim Levim, the 24 Pesukim in Tanakh, where the word Levi appears, and it's really a description of Kohanim. So, because the Kohanim are from Shevet Levi, but they had Kedushas Levi, so there's a Tosfos in the end of Chayrus. The Tosfos proves in the Gemara that the Kohanim have Kedushas Kohuna, they don't have Kedushas Levi. They're two different things. There's Kedushas Levi and there's Shevet Levi. So B'choftal Mekomis Nikru Ka'adim Levim, the Kohanim belong to Shevet Levi. But the Kohanim only have Kedushas Kohuna, they don't have Kedushas Levi. Where's the Gemara? Gemara is like this. The Gemara says if you have a Bas Kohen who is Nivalo by Goy, so she loses a Kedushas Kohuna. And if she has a, usually if a Kohenis marries a Yisrael, they have a baby, so the baby doesn't need Pidyon Abden. The baby is not a Kohen. The father is not a Kohen, the baby is not a Kohen. But since the mother is a Kohenis, so the Petarach Mutala Rahmanah, so the baby doesn't need Pidyon Abden. But what happens if she was a Bas Kohen and she was Nivala to an Ochri, and then she later on has a baby? So the Gemara says at the time the baby is born, she already doesn't have Kedushas Kohuna, so the baby needs Pidyon Abden. What if she would be a Bas Levi and she's Nivala to a Goy? So the Din doesn't apply to a Levi. A Levi, even Nivala to a Goy, retains a Kedushas Levi. But a Kohenis, who is Nivala to a Goy, loses Kedushas Kohuna. So Tosfos says, so every Kohenis is also Levi. a true givela to goy, she forfeits a kedushas kunin, but she should retain the kedushas leviyah. So said the baby should be taught to continue not then, because when he was born, the mother was leviyah. So Tosfos says, you see from the Gemara that a kohenis is not a leviyah. I think Mar says b'chav tal mekam is nekru kaim levim. So the answer is they belong to Shevet Levi, two different dinim. They belong to Shevet Levi, but there's no kedushas Levi. So there's a machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Lozim and Azari. What's the din? When it says in the Chumash you have to give my submission to a Levi, does that mean you have to give it to a person who has kedushas Levi? So you're not yotzei if you give it to a kohen. Or do you say no? You have to give it to a person who belongs to Shevet Levi. So even a kohen. As Kedushas Kuni does not Kedushas Levi, but he belongs to Shevet Levi. So that's a machlokes satana. So the Gemara says in the days of Ezra, when Ezra was trying to bring everybody back from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, so he stopped, it says in Tanakh, he stopped at a river, and he started to ask how many people are Levim, how many people are Kohanim, and he realized he didn't have the whole purpose of moving back to Eretz Yisrael was to complete the building of the Bayis Sheni. To be makir of the karbonos, they realized there weren't enough levim to run the Beis Hamikdash. So Gemara says he penalized the levim. Ezra Kana says a levim, something with respect to giving ma'aserishin. What was the penalty? So the Gemara says, Tosfos shows Pshat in the Gemara says, if the din min haTorah is that you can only yotzei ma'aserishin if you give it to a levi. So he changed the din, his penalty was, he changed it a little bit. You have a choice, you can either give it to a kohen or a levi. But if the din deraisa always was that you can either give it to a kohen or a levi, then he penalized the levim. You should not give them ma'aserishin at all, you should only give it to the kohen. What the nature of the penalty of Ezra was, the knas of Ezra, depends on what the din haTorah was. He moved it one step away from the din haTorah. The din deraisa was, can only give to a lady, so he allowed you to give to a kohen or a lady. So the Gemara says in many places, and the Rambam quotes it then, a kohen who's a farmer and he's mafrish trumas and maisers, he keeps the truma for himself, he keeps the maiserishin for himself. Why does he keep the maiserishin for himself? So the Tosfos writes beferish, Tosfos, the Minchas Chinuch quotes it. Tosfos writes beferish this after the Takanas Ezra, after the Knas of Ezra. Before the Knas of Ezra, that you only yotze if you give my submission to a Levi, so he's not a Levi, so he can't keep it for himself. After Ezra made a Knas, that you have an option, you can either give my submission to a Kohen or a Levi, so the Kohen has a right to keep it for himself. He yotze matnas Leviyah by giving it to himself. You look in the Rambam paskins that on the level of the Raisa you're only yotze ma'aserishin if you give it to a Levi. If you give it to a Kohen, you're not yotze. And nonetheless, he writes that a Kohen who's a farmer, he has trumas and ma'aserishin, can keep the ma'aserishin for himself. And he doesn't say it's only after the Knas of Ezra. It's in the Minhas Chinuch, isn't there something strange in the Rambam? The Rambam sounds like it's a din deraisa. So from the Rambam it would appear he doesn't agree with Tosfos. That matana shel ohurma kemishu ohurma dami means is considered as if truma psicha bay, literally, as if the truma is floating around, as if the ma'aserishin is floating around there. And when you perish in truma, you're not creating truma, you're just being levara where it is. That's what Tosfos understood. That's why Tosfos explains that it's not a dabar anoda, it's a dabar hasid. Because the farmer, when his Karashem, isn't creating the Truma. The Truma was there all along, being revived where it is. The Rambam doesn't hold like that. The Rambam holds, let's say, called Tuhu Mechitzis. That Mishnah, the fellow drove his trucks into the old city and out of the old city, and there was Tevel on the truck. So, since we pass him like Basilo, Matana Shalom, Kamishu Medamian, so I play called Tuhu Mechitzis. According to Tosfos, Kaltur Mechitzis on what? Kaltur Mechitzis on the Maaser Sheni Shebo. You have to give 2% for Truma Gedolah. You have to give 10, it was all Tevel. 10% Maaser Rishon, then you have to give 10% of what's left after taking out Maaser Rishon. 10% means 9% of everything you give is Maaser Sheni. So that Maaser Sheni is going to be 9%. That was already Kaltur Mechitzis. Because Tosfos understood Kaltur Mechitzis is only Chala Maaser Sheni. If the Maaser Sheni brought into Yerushalayim, he said Kaltur Mechitzis. And if the Tevel, if he drove through the truck in Yerushalayim, that Maaseh Sheni is there, Maaseh Sheni is mixed into it, even before you were Koreshem, and it was called Tum Mechitza on the Maaseh Sheni. The Rambam denies the whole thing. The Rambam doesn't understand at all. He doesn't take it literally. Matana Shalom Kemisha Humidam, as if the Tum is there, as if the Maaseh Sheni is there. The Rambam says, based on Yerushalmi, there are some air points there. The marker for the Rambam is Yerushalmi. He says, if the truck, let's say the truck went through Yerushalayim, and later on, he takes all of his tevel to a certain location. He wants to be mafresh, trumas and maises. It's all the same thing. Everything grew in Eretz Yisrael, and it's all grain. It can't be mafresh, but min al shein min. It's all the same min. Let's say everything in the truck, he's going to declare as maaseh sheni on everything. Everything in the truck is 9% of everything that he has. So the Rambam says, even if you make everything on the truck maaseh sheni, none of it can be niftah. None of it can be nifta. Why not? According to Taisus, Pasha Peshat is 2% was Truma Gedayla mixed in, 10% was Maaseh Rishon, 9% was Maaseh Sheni. So the 9% that Yemafrish, Kurish, and later is Maaseh Sheni, I say it was Kultur Mechitzis on the 9%. But the Rambam says no, Kultur Mechitzis is Chal on the Tevel. It's Chal on Tevel, not Chal on the Maaseh. There is no Maaseh Sheni yet. He wasn't Kurishem. When you're Kurishem, when you call it Truma, you create Truma Yesh Mayan. When you're Kurishem Maaseh Sheni, you're creating it. Really, it should have been a Dover HaNodah, but since it's not Bob and Edwin and Dover, that's Maaseh Dover also. But he doesn't hold like Tosfos that it's already there and you're just being Koveya where it is. So the Rambam holds that the din in the Mishnah that Kultur Mechitzis is Chal, even though it's Tevel, Kultur Mechitzis is Chal on Tevel. There's tevel that lends itself to hafroshes maaseh sheni that will lend itself to pidyon, and there's tevel that lends itself to hafroshes maaseh sheni that will not lend itself to pidyon. So if it was kultur mechitzis on the tevel, so that tevel lends itself to hafroshes maaseh sheni that won't lend itself to pidyon. So the Rambam quotes the Yerushalmi, even if he's going to declare everything on the truck as maaseh sheni and all the other stuff that you have, so none of it will lend itself to pidyon. And then also the other Rambam that the Menachas Chinah pointed out, there's something fishy, he said. The Rambam holds, Men HaTorah, you're not Yotzei if you give the Maaseh Rishon to a Kohen. You have to give it to a Levi. And nonetheless, the Rambam says a Kohen has a farm. His Mafresh Maaseh Rishon, he keeps it for himself. He doesn't say like Tosfos, that's after the Knas of Ezra. Sounds like Men HaTorah he keeps it. Why does he keep it Men HaTorah? Why should he be able to keep it Men HaTorah? So the Rambam holds, that's a din in Tevel. But normally if you have Tevel, you mechuyev to be mafresh trumas and maises. To give away the truma to the kohen and the maaseh rishon to the levi. If a kohen has tevel, so I say a kohen's tevel is mechuyev in hafrasha, but it doesn't have a chiyev nisina maaseh rishon. Not that he's yotzei, he's gives to himself. So it's not that the grandfather was a kohen. The case in the Gemara, the grandfather was a kohen and he died. Everything was in the state of tevel. So then his daughter already died, and now he has a grandson who's not a Kohen. Grandson is not a Kohen, not a Levi. So the grandson keeps the Truma in the Maaseh Rishon. Even though the grandfather was never Mafreshit, the grandfather only had it as Tevel. It's not because Matana Shalom and Kemishuum, I treat it as if the Truma was there already, and the Maaseh Rishon was there, and the grandfather was kind of everything for himself. There was no Truma, there was no Maaseh Rishon. The din is that if Tevel belongs to a Kohen, if a Kohen is Mafresh Tevel, Mafresh Shumas and Mises, Tevel of a Kohen is Mechuyev and Afroshim, not Mechuyev and Nesina. It's a Dimon HaTorah, not Mechuyev to give away to others. Not that you're Yotzeh by giving to yourself. You can't be Yotzeh by giving to yourself because he's not a Levi. You have to give Maaseh Rishon to a Levi, not to a Kohen. So anyway, these are two answers. Why is Truma in Chala? Why isn't it Dover HaNodah? So the Rambam stuck to the Havamin of the Gemara. The Rambam holds the Gemara never backed out. It's not Bob and Edom and the Dover. And the Balei HaTosfos gave their Mechudesh Digepshak. He said because it was also ready from before. I think what they probably mean is that they hold like Pesil, Matana Shalahurmu, Kemisha Hurmu Damyan. So whenever a farmer is Kurishem Truma, Kurishem Maiserishan, Kurishem Maiserishan, he's not creating the Truma. He's just being mavar where it is, but it was really all along. It was there, so that's not at all a Dover HaNodah. He didn't create it with his haflor, it was there all along.
According to the Rambam, so I interpret Tosfos that 9% of Maaseh Sheni that's reserved, that should be reserved, that's going to be Tofix. That's when it goes to the Kultur Mechitzis. the Rambam would say all the tevels, even the chelik that could be true in the Maizer Rishon, that's going to be Maizer Sheni also, all the tevel and truck?
No. The Rambam quotes from a Yerushalmi, Yosemet points out to Yerushalmi, that if you take everything on the truck with tons of other tevel that you have, the farmer who drove through Yerushalayim, and then he declares all of the stuff on this truck should be Maizer Sheni, because it's 9% of everything that he owns, so none of it lends itself to Pizza. You don't have to be hurried, you don't have to declare everything as Maizer Sheni.
Maizer Sheni, just not, okay.
But if you declared all of it as Maizer Sheni, you can't give more than 1/10 for Maizer Sheni. But if you declare it because it's 1/10 of all of the tevel that you have, so then he says none of it lends itself to Pizza. So the Rambam holds the din is chal, the din of kol tu mechitzes is chal on the tevel. Not that the din is Matanu shalohum kimishum is considered as if Maizer Sheni went through Yerushalayim. There was no Maizer Sheni. Before you kari Shem, there is no Maizer Sheni. When you kari Shem, you create the Maizer Sheni. Yesh meyayin. And that's why it really should have been a Dover Hanoder, but he gives his reason for the Gemara. It's not because not Bob Benet went a Dover.
This still applies to Kamravai also, saying you don't have the ability to hold it after you have the
Pitzels. I don't remember the Gemara discussing it, but probably it does have the same thing. Gemara says mechitza lechol is their ice and mechitza liklet is their abana. Probably would be the same by Kermavai. Same thing. So these are two shittas: the Rambam's explanation and the Tosfos. Then the Ravid wrote something original. The Ravid says that korbanis akotche hamigdosh. So akotche hamigdosh, that's called davar hanodur. But Truma is Mom and Bailim, has nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash, no mitzvah to bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. So, and he says that's totally Zebizeh. Why is it Mom and Bailim? Because it's not Kochi Hamikdash. That's interesting. Mom and Bailim means that you can be Mekadosh and Isha with it. Karbonis and Mom and Gavah, you can't be Mekadosh and Isha. So the Ravid says that since it's Mom and Bailim, it's not Kochi Hamikdash, so that's not called the Dover Hanodur. Okay, the Rabbi, where did he get it from? I don't know. Where's the Gemara? That's how he read the Gemara. That Chatas and Oshim. That's how he read it. The Shaila is the Rabbi himself has an interpretation on the Gemara. The fellow's Noideh B'Sefer Torah. And Noideh B'Sefer Torah is not Chal. Todem Rasha Kosovo is Chal. What to do is Noideh Bo B'Masha Kosovo. So the Rabbi learns Meshikosaba means the ksav of the Sefer Torah. When you write a Sefer Torah, so the Sefer has to be Mekadosh the ksav and the Shemas. So that's called Dover Hanodur. But the klaf of the Sefer Torah becomes Kaddish because it has Oisias on it. So that doesn't become Kaddish because you are Mekadosh. So if you're matvis in the ksav, I say, I'm not supposed to eat potato chips. I say, the potato chip should be Osa Bachila, like the ksav of the Sefer Torah. So that's Hatvasa B'Dover Hanodur, that's good. But that the potato chip should be also bachila, like the klaf of the sefer there is also for me to use. So that's a dover aser. That's not a dover hanodur. So the question is, how do the two ravids fit in together? The ravid claims it's only a dover hanodur, it's kochi hamigdosh. In truma is kochi gvulin. It's mom and bailin. The sefer there is also mom and bailin. The sefer there is not mom and gvulin. It can be mekadosh and isha with the sefer there. So why does he think that the ksav of the sefer there is Kochi Hamikdash? So that's a Psachidish. The Nitziv has such a comment in a tshuva. He says that the Reform did away with the Bima Be'emtza. So he says we insist on Bima Be'emtza because the Dumi, the Beis Hamikdash, that the Mizbeach was Be'emtza. So what does the Bima have to do with Bima Be'emtza have to do with the Mizbeach? So he says we say in the Kinnis, Ein lana shir rak ha-Torah hazas. The whole Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The only thing we have left is from the Beis HaMikdash is the Sefer Torah. What does Sefer Torah got to do with the Beis HaMikdash? So apparently the center of the Beis HaMikdash was the Luchas, the Kodesh of Gadoshim, and even the Beis Sheni, that the Luchas were not there. So the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBchir, the Luchas were in the basement the whole time. And the Gemara knew him, it's a machloik and satanam. Where were the Luchas, the whole Tkufas Beis Sheni? It's a historical machlokes. It's strange. Why did the Rambam take a stand on a historical machlokes in Mishnah Torah? Maybe he wanted to take a stand right in Mor Nebuchadnezzar. In Mishnah Torah, he's writing halachas. He usually doesn't take a stand on history in the Mishnah Torah. So Leitchi thought that the Rambam understood that this was a part of the Machlokes. It's a Machlokes and Halacha. Is it conceivable to have a Beis HaMikdash without Luchas? Because the Mishkan was called Mishkan HaEidus, because it has the Luchas HaEidus. So does it make sense to have a Beis Sheni, a Beis HaMikdash, but to have any Luchas? Ika Chosim and HaSefer. So the Rambam held that part of the Machlokes HaTanaim, where were the Luchas? So the Tanu said the Luchas were there in the basement. The end of the Beis Rishon period, the Psukim saying the Rayam, the Luchas were in the basement. But the Shad is the Beis Sheni period, where were the Luchas? So the Rama holds that was a halachic machlokes, and he passed from halacha, you can't have a Beis HaMikdash without Luchas. That the Iker of the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash is a Sefer Torah, is the Luchas. That's why the Rama also sounds like he says in Ilchas Tfilah, Soloveitchik pointed it out, that if you have a room which is designated for davening, but you have no Sefer Torah there, some people have in their business, they have a room which they designate for davening mincha ma'arav, but when there's a tiny sibun, you have kriyas ha-torah to mincha, so they don't have the minyan for mincha. They bring in a sefer Torah. So our salvation said, according to the Rambam, would appear that it doesn't have a kedushas beis haknesses. Because the Rambam seems to hold beis haknesses is a migdash miyata of the beis hamigdash. The beis hamigdash, you can't have a beis hamigdash without the luchas. So beis haknesses, the mashmos and the Rambam and hilchas tefillah. He talks about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. He can't have a Beis HaKnesses without a Sefer Torah. So the Ravid perhaps holds like that also. Because the Ravid thinks that it's only a Dover HaNadur if it's Kotchi HaMikdosh. And Shum is Mamun Bailim, so it's not Kotchi HaMikdosh. That's why it's not a Dover HaNadur. So why is the Ksaba the Sefer Torah a Dover HaNadur? That's Kotchi HaMikdosh. So maybe he thinks also like that, that the essence of the Beis HaMikdash is the Sefer Torah, is the Luchas Shabbat. It's a Chiddush in the right. Anyway, that's the Rai that had the third explanation, why Chal and Truma is not a Dover HaNadur. Then the fourth explanation was the Ran. The Ran said, when the person is Mafresh Truma, he didn't say it should be also the Zarim and Mutta the Kohanim. The Halacha declares like that. So since he, as far as he's concerned, it should be mutter to everybody, also to everybody. The halacha declares that. So that's not called the Dover HaNadur. Dover HaNadur is when you created the Yisr on your terms. So these are four answers that the Rishonim gave. So Rav Soloveitchik said his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, gave a different answer. And he thought that all of the Rishonim are just saying the same thing as his father. So he said that there is a Gemara in Nida that the Ran quotes on the bottom of Daf Tezvav and Menalti, quotes from Nida Memvav. The Gemara there has a machlekes whether the Dinah Mofilah Samach Leish is a Din Derais, a Din Derabban. That the year before Bar Mitzvah, the child could be Magdish something, could make a Neder. So the Gemara has an Afkemina, what if the Mofilah Samach Leish is Magdish something, Higdishu, the Mofilah Samach Leish, the Ochlu Acherim, and someone else ate the Higdish, would the other person be Loike because of Layachal Dvarah? So the Ran says it's a Bitharisha Khoch against the Rambam. The Rambam seems to say that's how the Ran interpreted the Rambam. Could be that there's a better interpretation. But the Ran interpreted the Rambam that you're only in violation of Layach Dvar if you personally took the nether. But if I ask my potato chips on you and you eat it, you never cook the nether. You're not allowed to eat the potato chips. I had a right to make the nether. You can't say Layach Dvar, you never said the nether. So the Ran understood that's the pshat in the Ram. So he said the Ramam is against the Gemara, because the Gemara said if the cotton mufla samchlish is magdish something, and a gadol eats it, the cotton can't get malchus because he's a cotton, he's a labaranchim. But if the cotton mufla samchlish is derais and the gadol eats it, so the gadol would be like it because of layachal dvar. So what did the Ramam do with that Gemara? So Rabbi Yeruchim Perla has in the Sefer Mitzvah Sadigan, he says if you look in the Ramam and the Sefer Mitzvahs, and the Rambam talks about the Issa Me'ila, so the Rambam quotes that Gemara and he had a different girsa. Instead of having the girsa that the Godel who eats it is Loike Mishum Bayachel, that's the top line in the Ran and Tezvav on the base, the Rambam says he's Loike because of Me'ila Behegdash, different Issa. He says there are four different Shitas. Where is there a Pasuk L'chumish? Where is the Lava of Me'ila? So Rashi and Taisus and Shavuos and the Rambam and the Ravi, four different opinions. So the Rambam had a different girsa in the Gemara. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik thought that Dover HaNoder as opposed to Dover HaAsa means if someone, a person took a neder not to eat potato chips. And then he goes and eats the potato chips and gets malchus because of loyachal. So if I'm magdish something, a chatos Hashem, and someone's nene, so the Gemara says there loy kemishum bal yachal. If a zar eats truma, there is no bal yachal. It's a nisa zar shachal truma, nisa b'deishamah. But you don't find the Gemara anywhere that there's a din of bal yachal. So he said it's only called the dover hanodur if the one who violates the din will get malchus because of loyachal dvor. But if a zar eats truma, a zar eats challah, there's no malchus because of ayala. So he thought that's the real answer. And all the Rishonim are just giving explanations why that's so. So the Ravid says there's no bal yachol because it's not kosher amigdosh. And the Rambam says because it's not bobin edward adobi. He said all the Rishonim are just beating around the bush, but the real answer is what his father said. And they're just explaining why that should be the case. Okay. Chiddush. Very good. It's late. I apologize. I'm not going to be here late on Thursday afternoon. I have to go out of town, so that's why I gave the chabura today.
So he'd have to read the Gemara and not like the years that we have enough Gemara. It's a good time to come back and say.